Blog Talk Radio.
Because you first loved us. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and we glorify God on this morning. Coming from Colossians chapter 4, it says in verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Verse 3 says, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. I'm going to drop down to verse 12. Amen. It says, Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. Saints of God, I'm standing with you. Amen. I'm wrestling in prayer alongside of you. I love you in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, oh, Father, we come before you, God. We thank you, God, for the opportunity that you've given us to be call your children. And, God, we take this not for granted, but we are grateful and thankful. God, for the opportunity, amen, to be in your presence and to conversate with you. God, in Jesus' name, we are praying for the laborers in the harvest field already. And we're asking you to send more. Because we know the harvest is plentiful, it is ripe. God, we ask you, Father God, to touch the missionaries. God, all over the Gospel for Asia, Grace Point Ministries, Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, South America, the islands, God, in the Pacific, all over, Father God. You are sending forth this glorious message as you have proclaimed, as you have said that it will go out to all the world, all the nations, and then the end will come. God, we thank you for pulling those in darkness out to the marvelous light, to Jesus Christ. They will call on him and be saved. Father God, we thank you, God, for your apostles and your prophets, your pastors and teachers and evangelists, those you call, Father God, to equip the body of Christ, the saints, God, to be mature, God, and fully assured of their faith. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for you are a healer, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer, and you are healing sicknesses, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, God, migraine headaches, God, you're healing, God, blood, high blood pressure. These things, Father God, that we can cast on you because you care for us. You are our healer. By the wounds of the Lord Jesus, we are healed. God, we thank you, God, that the saints of God who are facing persecution, they face death, they face prison, they face loss. But, God, you are an encouragement, amen, that we stand strong, we stand firm. God, endure to the end. There's a crown of life, a crown of righteousness, hallelujah, laid up for the saints of God. Hallelujah, help them to endure and persevere and persist, God, because we know, God, that their work shall be rewarded. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And we say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. God, that there are some who are prison in jail because of what they've done. But God, your arm is not too short to save. Hallelujah unto your name. So God, we thank you for saving them, sending laborers unto them. God, that they will hear and believe in Jesus Christ. And God, and become new creations. Old things pass away, and oh, how we have become new. God, I give you praise and glory. We pray for our young people. We pray for the youth, God, and that they, God, will be strengthened. A little child should lead them. God, they should lead their peers, other children and youth their age. They should lead parents. God, help a revival come forth and break out in your name, Jesus. Pour out your spirit. God, we are waiting in expectation on what and how you shall move in our day and in this season. God, we thank you, Father God, as we celebrate, God, the resurrection, the power, amen, the life for which we live, Father God. We've been raised to life in your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we know, hallelujah, it is a privilege. We know, oh, God, hallelujah, it's by your grace, amen, and not by works that we are being saved. Father God, we thank you right now, God, as we pray for the kings and the president, President Barack Obama. We pray for those in these places of leadership. You would touch their hearts and give favor to believers in Christ, even if they don't believe, but we will find favor in the name of Jesus. And because we will find favor, oh God, hallelujah, we can spread the gospel message. We can live godly and peaceful and holy lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for the peace of Jerusalem. All of Israel shall be saved. To you be the glory and to you be the praise. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you that because, Father God, we are in Christ Jesus, you have sent your Holy Spirit to live in our hearts, to manifest, amen, and so that we, amen, we'll live by the power of the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We will walk in the Spirit and have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. God, sometimes we step off. We lose, God. We don't walk in the self-control, God, that we need. But you are God who forgives us, oh God. And you wash our sins and make us white as snow. God, thank you that we are forgiven. And we thank you, God, that you entrusted us with this good news of the gospel, the message, amen, that that is for eternity. It's from forever to forever. Hallelujah. God, I praise you right now, God, for my brothers and sisters in Christ in the ministry, God. Encourage them, strengthen them. They need energy. God, we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, God. We need to go forth, God, in the plans and the visions you have for us. We're following Jesus. We're following the dreams and visions you placed in us. God, you said to write the vision and make it plain, oh God, and that you will provide every resource, God, for the vision. God, we thank you that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And God, we thank you as we can do all things through your Son Jesus who strengthens us. God, we will stand firm in our faith, and as we've done all, we will continue to stand. Amen. Putting on the whole armor of God. Having the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God, the shield of faith able to protect us from the fiery darts of the enemy, the sword of spirit, which is your word, God, and our loins girt about with the truth, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. God, we just say hallelujah and praise your name. We give you glory, hallelujah, oh God. We sing your praises, and oh God, we magnify you, we exalt you. Because we know you are so worthy of praise. God, bless your holy name. Bless you in your holiness. Oh, God, you are in heaven. And when you look on those who are broken and contrite in spirit and who humble themselves before you, God, and we do so on this day, guide our footsteps. Oh, God, give us wisdom. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, to you be the glory, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah, saints of God. Thank you so much for joining this week. As we agree with each other in prayers, we stand with each other. And as it said here in the book of Colossians 1, we devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, amen, praying for each other that the message of the gospel, we may have opportunities. And that we wrestle, always wrestling in prayer for each one of us, for each other. And we give God praise and glory and honor. Want to wish you a blessed rest of your day. Amen. Thank you again. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. To God be praise. Amen and amen.